And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters, the foggy world headquarters this morning here in San Diego next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have a couple of great guests here. Martin Libby from Inland Saltwater Anglers and CCA board member, and Corey King, Bay Bass Tournament Angler and all-around nice guy. That's what we're going to call Corey today. Hey, you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like Deep Sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment. With dedicated customer support if you ever need it, upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be. Yeah, already having great. A lot of fun talking before the show started. Going to be a lot of bass.
Yeah,
today.
Fantastic. First, from the Inland Saltwater Anglers, Martin Levy is here. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
We'll help you with those headphones there. Ricky will help you out.
I got you.
A little bit there, but you know. There you go. All right. Good morning. Go ahead and pull that mic close to you there and speak into it. And then our good buddy Corey King is here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Bay Bass Specialist, the Gamakatsu Pro Staffer, and just all-around nice guy, like I said. Yeah. So Martin, tell us about the Inland Saltwater Anglers.
The Inland Saltwater Anglers is a small fishing club. We have about 85 members. We've been fishing since about the 90s. The club formed. We try and charter boats monthly. Or limited load charters. We have an active membership. We have monthly meetings. We raffle off about $1,000 worth of prizes every meeting.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah, we all meet for dinner, and then we have a guest speaker. We have speakers from the industry. We've actually had Gamakatsu spoken.
Rick Carr, maybe?
Yeah, Rick Carr.
Rick Carr, buddy.
Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo, Shay McEntee from Stoked on Fishing, Phil Friedman from Friedman Adventures, and then reps from various other products. Brian Wynn was on a speaker, and he's been on your show a few times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we always try and have a guest speaker, you know, related to the fishing industry.
Nice.
Department and Fish and Wildlife as well, we get
cool.
to speak.
Yeah, great. And where do you guys meet?
Yeah.
We meet in Upland, California.
Okay.
And, you know, people come from all over to join the club. We have out-of-state members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they want to fish with us. It's a good group of people.
Yeah.
And when you fish with the club, once you make a 50% deposit, you're guaranteed a spot on the boat, you're guaranteed a bunk on the boat, So people like that, so they know where they sit when, you know, when they're going to get on the boat.
Yeah.
And
do you have a charter master that kind of runs the whole thing?
Well, each boat, each trip, we have a charter master.
A charter master, nice.
For each trip, and he coordinates the trip and writes the fish report.
Very good.
So
that's cool.
Yeah.
And so, but you try. You just came back from Brazil, right?
Yeah. Just got back from Brazil on a multi-species trip. That was with the Stoked on Fishing crew.
Shane and Shane.
Yeah. And we caught a lot of different fish that you wouldn't normally catch. One of them is like a blind catfish, it's called. A lot of different species of catfish. The highlight for me was I caught a big red-tailed catfish, probably 75 pounds.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and this part of the Amazon is famous for the big catfish. People go there for big catfish.
Wow, crazy.
And you catch the vampire fish, piara, which most people never see. You see a picture of them and say, wow.
Yeah.
Strange-looking fish.
Yeah, strange. Yeah. Did you use piranhas for bait?
No, we used eels. Little eels for most of the fish, and for the big catfish, you use piaras for bait.
Oh, okay.
You catch about a 10-inch, 12-inch piara dead, and then they use them for bait.
Wow.
Yeah. And then sometimes they use worms. Worms will guarantee you a bite of something almost instantly. And over there, the piranha would be like a trash fish. You don't want to catch them. They just chew your bait away.
Yeah.
You know, there would be like little fish over here, you know, when you're trying to catch a link card, you know,
right?
Yeah.
So now, what you're saying is one of the advantages is you do a charter every month or some kind of travel where people can join and go with you.
Yeah. Most of our charters are local. You know, we fish for Rock Cod, Cisco's, or Ventura, mid-season yellowtail out of 22nd Street or Long Beach. Tuna, we come down to San Diego. We charter boats right out here, you know, Pacific Dawn, Apollo, boats that you see here.
Oh.
And then next year, we do a couple of trips. We're going to have a trip to Loretto, a club trip, and we're doing a club trip to Tony Reyes next year.
Oh, sweet. That's
so
awesome.
So club members have the opportunity to do those. And then smaller groups, like a couple of us, a few of us have gone down to Mag Bay together as a group. Panama is a group, you know, smaller groups.
Yeah.
You know, so we try and...
active.
Yeah,
you
totally. Yeah,
they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Like to fish as much as I can.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And you are also on the board for CCA, Inland Empire Chamber.
Inland Empire Chamber, yeah.
Well.
We, you know, we're a small chapter. You know, the same thing I'm going to say about the Inland Empire Chapter as my club. You know, we're always looking for new members. We would like the people that might not be aware of either the chapter or our club, they could get in touch with me and I could help them get involved.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, I wanted to mention the Inland Empire Chapter is sponsoring the first CCA tackle swap meet, and that's going to be on April 25th.
Wow.
And we're looking for vendors who would want to have a spot. And they could register for that at the CalCCA.org website.
CCACalifornia.org,
under the events tab.
Events, okay.
It's open for registration for vendors. We would really appreciate the support. Plus, any member or anyone that fishes is welcome to come. It's going to be at the Akuma parking lot
in
Ontario.
Cool.
Yeah, Akuma is a big supporter of the CCA, and they help us a lot.
Yeah, and what is considered the Inland Empire? What cities would be considered Inland
Well,
Empire?
You know, I would say it's the 10 corridor from Laverne, where I live, more or less, San Dimas, Laverne, all the way out to San Bernardino, Riverside, and then up to 15, maybe from Lake Elsinore north to up of Apple Valley and stuff like that.
Hesperia.
That's generally where our membership comes from.
Okay.
But, you know, anybody could be a member. You know, like I said, we have a few people from Oregon, Arizona, that knew friends or they moved out of state, but they still want to come twice a year maybe to go fish for tuna, and they want to go on a limited load
on
boat.
On charters, yeah.
Yeah, on our charters. So the, yeah. That's the advantage of
and
being
go
in
with a
club.
Bunch of buddies.
Yeah, right. People
yeah.
that you know. So for a lot of them, it's a reunion, an annual reunion.
Oh, that sounds
people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great club. Sounds yeah. like a really good club. Corey King, so you primarily fish from your kayak, right? You're
what I'm
your
in the bay, yeah.
Hobie Pro.
I got a Hobie Pro Angler 12. 360
yeah.
drive.
Yeah. So it's with the 360.
With the 360, and I love it.
What do you think of that 360?
I wouldn't fish anything else,
yeah.
given the choice. It's I fish a lot in the docks when I'm in the bay. It makes it super easy to be able to get around, not make sure I'm not running into your boats when we're out here, which is important. But you hook up a fish, you can back away from it, pull it out from the docks. It's super nimble.
We often find you standing in line waiting to get on the Pacific Queen with Gavin, too, right? You and your daughter.
Me and my daughter, Holland, my son, my whole family likes
yeah.
to go. My wife doesn't, but the rest of the family loves to fish that. I've been chartering the Pacific Queen for a number of years for friends and family trips. Running charter master duties, started out 25 years ago chartering the Outer Limits
wow.
over at Seaforth.
Like when Ken Franke was running it?
Actually, before Ken Franke was running it,
wow.
and then when Ken Franke was running it, and got to know Ken really well.
Wow.
So it's been a lot of fun
yeah.
putting together charters for family and friends. If anybody's interested, we screen pretty closely, and we sell out in about... Last year we had two trips. One sold out in 4 minutes. The other ones took about 4 hours to sell out.
So all your trips are already sold out.
We're actually just going to release them probably in the next couple of weeks to our email list. So.
Cool.
That's awesome.
So how do you get on your email?
You can look up me, and this is, again, we don't do it for profit. It's just friends and family, and we screen pretty close just
okay.
to have a good group of people on there. But you can find me on Instagram at Royal Hookup Charters.
Royal Hookup Charter.
All one word, Royal. My last name's King, so we do the play on the name.
Oh, okay.
With Royal Hookup Charters.
Royal Hookup Charters. Well, that sounds like fun, and you better become friends with Corey, it sounds like.
Yeah. Better be a nice
part
guy,
of the
too.
Part of the family.
Exactly.
Hey, Wayne Cotto.
Hey.
Our co-host and extraordinary all-around guy in the industry here is aboard our Let's Talk Hookup Royal Polaris 8-day trip. As we speak, good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Corey, Martin. Hey, man, we are having such a good time out here. Hey, it's late December or mid-December, and we're down now 500 miles south along the Baja coast, and we jumped onto a morning bite right at daybreak here, and we got yellowfin tuna coming over the rail. We got bonita and skipjack around us, and we're going to find some more yellowtail. But, oh, yesterday... Epic wahoo fishing. Epic. Captain Travis put us on some fish. The crew, we all work together. We put, right now, between the 2 days, we have over 100 wahoo on this boat.
Oh, wow.
On a December trip.
Wow.
So
that's
now,
insane.
I mean, we started the trip off, and we were above Cedros the first day, and we pulled on a yellowfin, bluefin, and Dorado the first day. And a couple of yellowtail. We had four species on day two of our trip, and it's just been going on since then. It's just, Captain Trav can't say enough about him. He is just putting us on the fish every day. The crew's working hard. Everybody's working together. We're having a great time. They love all of our sponsored giveaways, and we did a white elephant raffle, and we got some contests. We have the Mighty Mite thing going on. We have two yellowfin tuna on it already. Two yellowfin on a Mighty Mite combo. It's insane.
How fun. Man, that's cool.
That's, Mighty Mite is like a little kid's rod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a little ice fishing rod, yeah.
Oh, wow.
We upgraded the reel and put on some 30-pound braid, but still, yellowfin tuna on a 30-pound with an ice fishing rod,
oh, boy.
It's insanity.
That sounds like quite a trip for an 8-day.
I can't believe.
This has like got to be one of the greatest long-range seasons in history.
That's unbelievable.
In the fall.
Yeah. And 100 wahoo
and
already.
It's still going.
100 wahoo.
Crazy.
Yeah. How many days left? How many days left to fish, Wayne?
About a day and a half left, and then we got to head back. We're back Wednesday morning.
Yeah, and how's the weather?
Oh, it's gorgeous down here. Yeah. A little windy in the mornings, right? You know, morning and dusk, right? The inversion happens, you get a little bit of wind, but nothing unusual, nothing unbearable.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous right now. It's got to be, what, mid-70s out right now,
wow.
First thing in the morning.
So cool.
Wow.
Baby bump. It's awesome out here. It's beautiful.
Good for you, Wayne.
Just enough rock to Just enough rock to put you in your bunk and make you go to sleep.
There you go. That sounds perfect. And are you eating well on the Royal Polaris?
Oh, my God. I think I gained 15 pounds. The food, Dustin and Mike in the galley are just doing it right. You guys saw that pic yesterday, that Loco Moco, while I was on the troll rotation. Yeah. That was nothing better than that.
Oh, that sounds cool. Now, we did have a lot of giveaways. I want to thank AFCO and Shimano and Costa. Yeah, Seaguar. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we thank them for all those great giveaways, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed those. And appreciate you, Wayne, too. That sounds like one heck of a trip. Well, you better get back on the rail and catch some more yellowfin.
Absolutely. I'm heading down right after this call.
Okay, buddy. Well, hey, we'll continue to have a fantastic trip, and appreciate the call live from the Royal Polaris. And isn't that amazing? Are you calling from your cell phone, right?
I'm on my cell phone across the Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah.
So wild. What a change.
On the Wi-Fi. What a difference. All right, Wayne, have a great time, and we'll see you back here in San Diego
soon.
Good
going, Wayne.
Thanks. Wayne.
Take care, Wayne.
From the Royal Polaris, yeah. Nothing like long-range fishing, and this is pretty insane.
Save your boy over here a couple chunks of Wahoo, huh?
When does the boat get in?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can
yeah.
A chunk of Wahoo.
100 Wahoo
crazy.
On the first 2 days.
Fantastic.
That's on incredible. An 8-day.
And, I mean, you know, we always say the same thing, like what it takes to tag 100 Wahoo, you know, meant 300 of them got hooked and 1,000 of them had a bite that you didn't get. I mean, just that's spectacular. Yeah. Good for them, man. How cool.
Well, Corey came bearing gifts today.
Yeah,
and why don't you explain what the giveaway is today, Corey?
All right, well, we have today, it's a Bates Salty Hundo reel, 100-size reel. I use these for fishing the bay. They'll catch anything you're going to find in the bay or elsewhere. Uh-huh. I've actually used them.
Pull it out of the box so people can
take a look at it here.
Yeah.
We got it here.
It's just tiny.
It is a tiny 100-size reel. It's fully machined out of a solid piece of, I think it's T6160, something like that. I don't know all that spec.
Uh-huh.
Aluminum. CNC machine, so everything is completely precision. The tolerances are super finite, but yet the reel doesn't flex, it's bulletproof. This particular one comes with the bearings and the gears in it that are built for saltwater.
It's a true saltwater version.
It's a true saltwater version. They just also, this was the Hundo that's come out a year or two ago. They just released in the last month or two this, they call it the Hundo 50. Comes in both a freshwater and saltwater version. It's a 150-size reel, slowly working their way up through making other size reels. A spinning reel is coming out, same thing, CNC machined.
Wow.
And in the last week or two, they also released, it's not the machined aluminum, it's a cast aluminum, I believe, cast, the manufacturing mm-hmm. process. Comes in at a half the price, but still an amazing, super, super precision reel.
Now, what's that reel retail for?
This reel, I think, goes for the low 400s.
Low 400s.
So it's not cheap, but it will last you forever. This is a legacy type reel that my kids are already going. My daughter Holland, who you know loves to fish, she's already trying to put her name on at least one of mine. And the grandkids are coming along, and they're starting to learn too.
And it is quite impressive. You know, you talked about the tolerances and the freeze pool. Boy, it is. It's tight and right, man. That's a great. Yeah. That's a great reel.
And one lucky caller or texter is going to win that today, thanks to Kevin Nakata for that donation and of course Corey King. He had to give up one of his reels to bring that.
it was very generous and an amazing reel, and you know, like you say, what more can you say about it? And Pete, you said it best. One lucky caller or texter is going to have a chance to win that killer Bates reel at the end of the show today. And the way that happens is you just every person who gives a phone call this morning is eligible for that, as well as every person that sends a text that gets read on the air. You have a shot to get through. When you do send a text, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to keep in touch with Let's Talk Hookup, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions to Martin and to Corey today. When you do, make sure you include that contact info so you have a shot at winning that amazing Bates reel. Just a name and a phone number is all we need along with your text question, and if your text gets read on the air, if your phone call makes it on the air, you're going to go into a potential for winning that great reel. We're going to select one random winner from both the caller and the texter side, and then somebody's going to flip that prize coin at the end of the show, and if you're the heads or tail winner, you got yourself that brand new Bates reel. Unbelievable opportunity for one lucky caller or texter today at the end of the show.
Yeah.
As you can hear, we got a great show going today. Lots of great fun stuff to cover. We're going to have catch reports and a whole lot with Martin and Corey. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer: 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. It's a great time to buy and a great time for traditions, like loading up the Ford Explorer and going to Grandma's house, or taking on the day's projects in a versatile Bronco or Bronco Sport. Both have the capability, tech, and durability you need. How about making the big delivery with California's best-selling truck brand, Ford F-Series, equipped for anything your demanding job needs or the family holiday you're taking? Hurry in before this year comes to a close. Whether it's gas, hybrid, or all-electric, visit your local dealership with a great selection during the Ford's year-end sales event. The Ford year-end sales event is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a fun show this is going to be, just talking fishing and having great fun with a couple of great guys.
Couple of anglers.
Yep, no doubt.
Professionals in the industry, although Corey has a lot of ties within the industry. Pro staff for Gamakatsu, works very closely with Rick and Ted, and helps us out a lot. And, of course, you have to test drive a lot of the new hooks, right?
That's one of the toughest parts of doing all this, is you get the phone call, hey, can you jump on a boat? We're trying to test the new hook. Can you jump on a boat and go do this?
Yeah. Oh, darn.
Yeah,
darn.
If it's my arm, I guess I'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, it's just going to be a great time and a lot of fun. And if you want to be a part of it, again, busy phones, no shock having a couple of good buds in here this morning talking fun, and also a shot at an amazing reel. Again, to get through, 833-288-0973, or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. We're going to get started off this morning with Mike. Mike's calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for picking up my line. It's always nice to have new, fresh guests on the show that we haven't heard. This is for Corey. I know the fishing club scene. I'd like to know, what is your location in Upland that you have your meetings, and what day it is or night, and membership dues, how much would that be, and can guests or non-members fish on your charters? So that's enough of my questions.
Okay,
thank
a lot
you.
Of questions. Yeah. We meet in Upland at Brandon's Diner. We meet the first Wednesday of every month. People usually get there around 6 o'clock for dinner. You don't have to join us for dinner. and then we the meeting starts at 7. The first part of the meeting is people talk about trips they've been on. They could tell the truth or lie. And then we have some business, and then we have a guest speaker, and then we raffle off about $1,000 worth of prizes.
Wow.
You could certainly come to my to our meeting as a guest. Guests can go on our charters, but they pay a fee for that, and they're not guaranteed a spot. That's why we encourage membership. Our membership is only $70 a year for the first year, and then $45 a year thereafter. It's a nominal membership.
Very inexpensive.
But we welcome any new members.
So members get preference on the trips.
Yes.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
And I think part of his question, a member could bring a guest with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they become members.
Yeah. Well, we hope they become members.
Yeah, right.
But they could come as a guest. You know, it's usually like $15 a day extra for a guest. But, you know, so if they're going to come on 2-3 trips, they might as well join the club and get all the benefits.
Absolutely.
Do you have a website?
Yes. It's fishiswack, FISHISWAC, fishiswack.com.
Inland saltwater anglers.
And then they could always call me on my cell if they have any questions, 909-912-9995. Or they could email me at lovetofish, LUV2FISH007@gmail.com.
And you're the president of the...
I'm a board member.
I'm not the president.
I'm responsible for actually getting speakers for the club. It's one of my responsibilities.
Okay. You're an active guy.
Yeah. So if there are people that are in the industry that are interested in speaking that I haven't met yet, which I've met quite a few of you, also please get a hold of me.
That's great.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Do you have a good text, Eric?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. I'd like to thanks for taking my question. My question is for Corey, Tail Wrap King.
Tail Wrap. Okay, we'll have to find out.
Yeah, I know who this is from.
There you go.
Being from Utah, I only have a few opportunities to get to Southern California to chase bass each year. Through your experience, what are a couple of baits and techniques you never leave home without? And that's from... We'll just say that. We won't say anything beyond that.
We won't say anything beyond Cody, other than I will get even with him later. We'll explain the tail wrap story maybe down the road. When I'm fishing the bays, there's a lot of good things, different ways to fish. I started out in bay bass fishing this time around a couple of years ago with Kevin Nakata. Got me reinvigorated with bay bass fishing after taking about a 20-something year hiatus from fishing the bay, and I really, really like the slow pitch jigs that you can drop on the pilings. I use a jig called by a company called Submission Fishing Co. They make some 10-15 gram jigs that are
like jig para makes.
Similar to the jig para. Their submission, the company started out in Carlsbad. They've since relocated to Florida to get away from the wonderful California taxes. The slow pitch jigs are amazing. I love to fish those, and they're about as close to a guarantee as I found. You can put that out there. I also like the drop shot. There's a couple of other smaller bait companies. I'm in a club too, very different. Ours is organized exclusively on the internet. No dues, no fees. It's called the West Coast Anglers. We're on a Discord page. It's one of the many different social medias out there that we have set up. And there's some bait companies that we work with there. There's a company called Hookup Baits.
Right.
Kind of a tube jig. They're also a go-to. HD Baits, another company. They're out of the Inland Empire, company that they make their jigs, their baits up there. I also use Corey's baits. They work amazing. So, you know, a little bit of everything. You got to find what the bass want. Sometimes they want one thing, sometimes they don't.
But the majority of what you use would be what? Like your go-to?
My go-to is either going to be the Submission Fishing Co. little jigs, the little slow pitch jigs, or I do a pretty decent amount of drop shotting with small little plastics.
And not to compare one brand versus another, but just solely for the description for somebody who might not be aware, imagine a miniature version of a Colt Sniper.
Yeah.
I mean, I think just for the, you know, that dart style jig. Different shape and different company, different all that kind of stuff, but that's kind of what you're talking about. Hard metal jig in a dart style that's set for slow pitching for bass.
Yes, that's what it is, and they get the action. The company that you know, that I use a lot of the submissions. They make two different versions. One of them is called the Sumo that I really like when I'm fishing docks, because instead of being pretty much equal with a little bit of cuts on each side of it, it actually has almost a belly mm-hmm. on one side. And if you practice and get so you can hit it just right, it will actually shoot back underneath the dock where the spotties like to hide.
Yeah.
And so you can do that.
And so is most of your fishing with those jigs pretty vertical, like yo-yo lift it up and down, or are you casting it out and swimming it back to you? Like how is the application of a jig like that fished in the bay?
I've fished them both ways, but primarily for me, I'm dropping them vertically on the jigs. I'll be on my kayak. That's why I like the 360s. I can get relatively close to those pilings. You want to drop it within a foot of the mm-hmm. piling, 2 feet, just make sure it's not going to hit. And one of the sayings that I and some of the guys I fish with like to say is you know, big fish live in bad neighborhoods. And so you lose a few.
Sure.
But, yeah, you're vertically fishing them. If you're shooting under a dock, I use the Sumo. If not, there's, you know, the more standard style slow pitch jig that will drop vertically and flutter down.
And I don't want to take any, you know, trade secrets from a tournament angler, but if this is too close to the vest, no problem. But how are the hooks set up on something like that? Is it traditional like we would see with a treble hook? Is it small assist hooks? And does one or the other hang up more or hook the fish better? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I find I get the better action with two little small assist hooks at the top. The submission jigs come with a hook on them with a double set of nice little sharp, really sharp assist hooks that are on the top, but I switch because I'm with Gamakatsu. I switch mine out. Gamakatsu makes a nice little set of assist hooks that I put on my submission jig.
Like what size?
The twos, the fours.
Oh, they're small.
Yeah, they're not really big. You match them to the size of the jig just like you do anything else. There's a couple different sizes that come. And one thing I like about the Gamakatsus, when you have assist hooks, a lot of times they'll be equal in length, and so you do them so they cross up. The Gamakatsu, one leg of the cord is a little mm-hmm. bit shorter, so it gives you a little bit of an offset.
Nice.
And it makes it, I find my hookup ratio is doing really well.
And I would bet two assist hooks from the top is probably the best thing for not hanging up on, you know, right. whatever, on the muscle that's growing on the pie in the dock. When it hits the bottom, it's probably the least snaggy option you could get.
Yeah, the treble hooks can get snaggy.
Cool.
Okay, you're not getting away with it. Tail wrap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job, Cody.
Yeah.
Keeping Corey on his toes here.
He's rushing now, look.
Yeah, I figured this was coming at some point. Cody is actually my nephew. He's my co-charter master on all the trips we do on the Pacific Queen, and I will get even with you later.
It was Cody King. I just didn't want to bust him out.
I caught a fish a couple of years ago after watching Cody spend, I don't know, it seemed like 4 hours on his 100-pound bluefin. Probably wasn't quite that. And so your other guys on these fish for a couple hours or... I'm telling him it's a couple hours. It was really maybe 45 minutes.
Okay, but it seems like 5 hours.
Seems like 5 hours, yeah. And I was hassling him about, you know, come on, kill this fish. And they're like, yeah, you're shooting video of this. Why, you know, go catch one yourself. So I dropped in, hooked up, you know, night fishing for big bluefin. Hooked my fish, set the hook. Everything's going great. About literally 10 minutes later, I'm yelling for gaff. They were like, no way. I'm like, we kill fish fast around here. They gaff the fish, and it comes up hotter than a $2 pistol. And it was tail wrap. So I was drowning it as I was bringing it. It wasn't quite dead, but once they sunk the gaff, the thing went crazy.
Crazy.
But I
my almost hold Gavin over the side.
Yeah, it almost pulled him all over the side. Yeah. it was a crazy fish.
How big was the fish?
That one, I think, was 176.
Woo! Wow,
that's a real one.
So it was a lot of fun, but we my boat name is now Tail Wrap.
Tail Wrap. Hey, that's all right. Hey, as long as the gaff's in a tail wrap is a good thing, right?
You see anybody catch them in the mouth, man. There's
nothing
special about that.
Yeah, Martin, do you guys? What are the when you guys charter the boats? Say out of 22nd Street, San Diego, Cote Cisco. What's the length of the trip typically on the inland saltwater?
We do. Overnight, day and a half, and a reverse 2-day.
A reverse.
Yeah, for all our trips are short. And then once a year, we do run a trip out of Marina del Rey on the Spitfire, like a twilight trip. That's more for family, you know, to bring kids out on the boat.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but, you know, and sometimes we'll run a full day, you know, a 5 to 5 or a 6 to 6. We're in the process now of putting our 2026 schedule together.
Okay.
So we haven't finalized that yet.
Yeah. And do you publish that on the website?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
you do?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The website, we publish all our trips. You could register on the website.
Can you sign up for the club?
Yeah, you could sign up for the club on the website.
Wow.
Okay. But, you know, if people have questions, they from listening to the show, they could call me. I could give them a lot more details.
Yeah.
I'd be glad to do it.
That's nice. Yeah. You're an active member.
Yes.
Yeah.
Active, yeah.
Sounds like
spend
an active
a lot
club.
Of time. You know, I love to fish. I love to be on the water and try and promote it, get more people involved. We're starting to get some younger people in our club. You know, members, their kids are now teenagers or in their 20s, and they're starting to come out with us a little bit, you know. So we're looking for new members.
There you go.
That's great.
New blood.
New blood.
Well, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, and John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. So, two questions, one for each gentleman. So, I'm here in San Diego. I'm a lifetime CCA member, but to be part of your club, well, I wouldn't be able to come up there in San Dimas area all the time. Would I still be able to participate in the fishing outings?
Oh.
And do you have anything that's, when you go up maybe Santa Barbara, you're looking for white sea bass, and then fishing the bay, when you're fishing around the bait docks, is there anything special that you would fish there? There's no pylons, but I always, you know, am fishing while they're getting bait, and was wondering if there was a hot ticket to catch fish there.
So, Martin,
great question.
Okay. First of all, if you're a club member, absolutely, you could go on any trip, you know. We welcome that.
You don't have to go to the meetings.
You don't have to go to the meetings. At the very least, in March, we have an annual banquet, and we would love people to come from all over for
sure.
That. There we raffle off about $3,000 worth of fish and tackle at
wow.
our annual banquet. It's a nice dinner. We have a nice restaurant. But as long as you're a member, you have all the entitlements. You know, you register for a trip, you put your deposit down, you select your bunk, and that spot is guaranteed to you.
Now, are you guys going to have involvement with the PCS show in Costa Mesa?
Yeah, several of us usually volunteer. We work the CCA booth.
CCA booth, okay.
Yeah.
Great. So you'll be helping out the CCA guys.
Yeah, and I...
And Rollo, I think you've helped at the Rollo booth, too, with Mike and Tim.
Yeah, we have... Some of us help with friends of Rollo, and we try to sell raffle book tickets to our club meetings for,
nice.
For friends of Rollo.
Good for you, guys.
And I should mention, I don't know if I mentioned it, I just came back from Brazil, and on my way back, I got a call, and I won a reel a week from Friends of Rollo.
Oh, hey, cool.
What was the reel?
It was a Saltiga 42-speed.
Right.
A beautiful reel.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a nice end of my trip.
Yeah.
That's a score. And then, Corey, what about the pilots?
When you're fishing at the bait barge, a lot of us fish the bait barge on our kayaks. It's going to sound like repeat, only use a little bit bigger. I usually have 40 or a 60-gram slow-pitch jig. You can cast those out, let them sink. There's lots of structure around there. Be careful. You will lose a few because there's a ton of structure around the bait barge on the bottom. But the slow-pitch jigs are great. I also like to use, depending on the current, anywhere from half to an ounce lead head and a swim bait. Just throw it out, bring it back. I've caught a lot of sand bass there.
What's the line and leader setup like on a slow pitch style jig if you're fishing around there?
Fishing around there, I'm usually running 20-pound braid and, because you do hit the structure a little bit or the bottom structure, the stuff like that. I'll usually run 20-pound as a leader, 15 or a 20-pound leader. Like to use mono.
So 20-pound braid to 20-pound
mono.
A little bigger reel size than this?
I would use that. The hundo would be great there.
Okay.
You don't necessarily need to go a whole lot bigger when you're in the bay.
You got to think about, too, 20-pound braid. I mean, it's like the size of silk thread.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just don't need a big reel to still get a lot of that.
You still get a lot of line.
And in a fishery like that, you know, you just, a lot of your fishing is, you're not even casting necessarily a long way. You know, you're just flipping it out. So you got to be able to hit the bottom. You got to have enough diameter on your spool to still be able to retrieve some line. But
you could certainly hook a 10 or 20 pound halibut right there.
Yeah. You could. But when I'm fishing there, again, I'll use sometimes a 20 gram, sometimes a 40, depending on the current, because you want it to go essentially vertically down. Let it fall. Give it a pop, wind it up, 5 or 6 cranks, let it fall again, and just kind of bounce it back to you, and it'll get hammered.
Yeah. Hey, John, thanks for the call. That does free up 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by at the fan. You have a chance to win this beautiful Bates reel. I have a good question here from James in San Diego. He says, that Salty 100 looks like a great reel. What rod would you suggest pairing up with that? And it's super informative to hear the stories and insights from both of you.
I'm sitting with the master of tackle over here, Rick, so I'm a little bit hesitant to say that, but what I fish mine on, I have a couple of different Phoenix, no association, a couple of different Phoenix rods. I like the RTS. I think it's a 7'3" rod, because I like it at least 7 foot to get around the nose of my kayak if I need to. Something that's going to be really good fishing, you know, the Hundo. Something that'll fish 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce. Something you'd throw a plastic swim bait with. I fish my slow pitch jigs on them as well. A little bit different flex on the rod, a little bit more flexibility to get the bounce out of it. But whatever is your favorite rod is going to fish a 1/2 ounce to 1 ounce that you're going to throw plastics in the bay.
That's a great call. I mean, I like that call a lot. Those aren't, you know, they're easy on the pocketbook. I would say a couple of mine, if you were looking for something that was easy on the pocketbook and a nice little bay rod, I like that Shimano Corrado series.
I love it.
And like an 80 ml would be a nice little fit for that.
Sub $100.
Yeah, exactly. Or right around there. Yeah. I mean, depending on where you go, I think they're 99 to 129, in that zone there. With that said, this is a high-end reel. It's a very nice reel. And if you were wanting to, you know, you had a little tax return, a little Christmas money burning a hole in your pocket, and you really wanted something Gucci to match something so high-end, I would think about a Loomis Classic Series, like an 843 or an 844.
Nothing beats Loomis.
Yeah. If I was wanting to match the, you know, because this is not a... This is not a regular everyday reel, you know. It's a really high end reel. So, anyways, those would be my thoughts. Like, I like Corey's call on that RTS series, but I love that little Corrado Bay rod. And then, if you're really looking for something beautiful to match the high end of that, I think about a classic 843.
Yeah, the nice thing about those Loomis rods, they're so lightweight.
Oh,
this is such a lightweight.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be a rad combo.
Yeah, this reel weighs less than 6 ounces.
Wow.
And it's aluminum.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great info as you've been hearing, more catch reports, more phone calls, and a whole lot more of your texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at Fine Tackle Dealers.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast, so check Red Rooster 3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too. For both freshwater and saltwater tackle, ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing. We want you to join us. You want to be a part of the show this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973 or continue with the great text. We have received a ton of great texts, but a lot of show coming your way. Yeah. Keep them coming.
Ton of great texts, but one note I want to make on the text. I've seen a lot of texts with no name, no phone number. You know what that means.
Yeah.
No reel for you.
No price for you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you want to make sure you put your name and your phone number on that text, and we'll be sure to get you in the rotation for this beautiful reel that Corey's brought in.
You don't want to not win this prize.
No.
Yeah, it's a special one for sure.
This is a pretty special one.
Yeah.
A nice Christmas gift from Corey.
Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for the catch report. We got the boys standing by this morning. And, hey, Gamakatsu, you don't want to forget that. They have an amazing lineup. In addition to the great hooks that Corey's been talking about, don't sleep on their fishing accessories. Now available including fillet knives, everyday carry knives, those great G boxes with that awesome single latch that spans the whole length of the box. Also, great tackle bags for your tackle storage system. Also, ceramic braid scissors. They're great. We've got several pairs in the shop.
Love those.
Super, super sharp, really, really clean end, and they'll stay sharp forever. They're not going to rust. Yeah, really, really nice braid scissors. A lot of great stuff in the accessories from Gamakatsu, along with obviously the best in fresh and saltwater hooks that are available. You can see your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. We got him, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing's on the line. What up, Woolley?
Hey, morning, guys. How's things this morning? All good?
Things great. Good, buddy.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, another epic week, man. This weather just keeps doing its thing, and the fish, keep doing their thing. Last week when you had Frank in there, he talked about that big bonita, and he called it, man.
That was fun.
Made its way up, and, we got on top of that a few days this week. Quality stuff, man. 4 to 10 pounds. Super fun on the half days. Super fun on the three-quarter days. It's been kind of cool because it's kind of been like a mid to end of the day, so it's been really easy to take care of that fish, so it goes home looking really, really good for the passengers. So good stuff there. The water temps, 63 degrees, just steady all week, 63. Provided some really fun half-day bass action, as you'd imagine. Yesterday we were catching fish on the fly line setups, bigger sardine even. Guys were getting bit on these, 5 to 7 inch sardines. So the bass was chewing on some of that stuff. The rubber lures were catching fish, like the flukes and the small swim baits, all caught nice bass during the week. The guys opted to fish the sinker setups and go to the bottom or midwater with, their dropper loops and their one-out sliding egg sinkers. Caught some real nice sand bass, sheephead. Still a few halibut here or there as well for those guys getting those baits down or near the bottom as well. So the half-day fishing has been super fun. Out deep, the rockfish scene, more mixed bags out in the deeper zones, like out on the 14 of the Chili's, Florida's, and groupers. So still some bait on the bank. So, again, that has been not as good as it typically has been. So it's been a lot more work. There's been some days where we've had to prospect to make some drops in 700, 800, 900 feet of water to make a catch, kind of get away from some of the bank or the bait that settled on the shallower spots of the bank there. And then along the coast in the 300-foot zones, the reds, groupers, and chilies have been making up the bulk of the catch for those guys. And some sculpin, whitefish, and things on the sinkers. And then, gosh, even the other day, I think it was Friday, on the anchor, fishing rockfish, guys catching that big bonita just, you know, on the anchor. So just super fun fall fishing. I mean, I don't know, fall, winter, whatever you want to call it. It feels like summer some days, so it's just been really good fishing. So if you guys want to hop on a trip with us this week, make those reservations. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, they can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com and book online from there.
Awesome, man. Well, a great report, William. We'll take that. How about middle of December?
Woo.
Great half-day fishing, great full-day fishing. Yeah, I love it, man. Awesome. So,
and,
so glad to hear.
As Frank predicted, the bonita came right up for you.
Yep. That, I mean, he must know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I think so.
That was pretty fun. I remember that in the report, and then I just, you know, I'm a big follower of the social media from Dana Worth Sport Fishing. You guys do such a good job. Always very, very active and posting every day and showing what's going on. And I just had quite the smile of Frank talking about that. And then, you know, the day or two later, you see, I mean, they were raining aboard, too. It looked like there was some really good fishing, and you nailed it, man. These are not pocket bonita. Like, they're nice ones, man. It was good fishing.
No, they're solid ones, man. And, again, the most underrated game fish on the West Coast, man. That stuff's iced and bled and taken care of. It, I mean, it's second to nothing. Like, it's phenomenal.
Totally. Totally.
Good stuff.
Great job, buddy. Appreciate it, Willie, as always. If somebody does want to get in on that action while it's hot and biting and happening, one more time, how do we do it?
Roger, call us on at 949-496-5794 or hit the easy button and just, you know, you can link us to the Let's Talk Hookup page at danawharf.com.
You're the best, bro. Appreciate it very much, Willie. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Roger, guys. Have a great week.
You
thanks,
too.
Buddy.
Thanks. And we'll talk to you on the next Sunday edition, which is the Christmas Spectacular.
Hey.
So you might be wanting to sing or something like that, huh? We'll see. But anyway, yeah, next Sunday is
cool.
Our Christmas Spectacular. And I've started to compile.
Oh, give me a rundown.
Yeah,
what do we got so far?
Yeah. First, we have $250 on the Royal Polaris Shogun or the Polaris Supreme.
Sign me up for that one.
Yeah, yeah. $500 AFCO shopping spree so far. One prize is going to be a pair of Costa sunglasses and a full day on the San Diego. Another one, a Costa sunglass and a full day is on the Mission Bell.
Hey.
AFCO utility knife. These are not just a basic utility knife. These are the super cool, amazing Gucci utility knives that AFCO does, and an overnight from Fisherman's Land.
Hey, all right.
We haven't figured it out, but some sort of a two-speed reel from Shimano will be part of it.
Dude.
I know I haven't put Doug in a headlock yet, but we're going to get something out of Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle, so we'll be sure to do that.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah, and a lot more to be named.
Okay, so I like
it. We'll have. Oh, I just forgot. I just received one last night, too. Captain Dan's Pizza Kitchen.
Hey, oh, get out
Captain
of here.
Captain Dan
yeah.
is going to donate.
Who does all the
is
going to
donate a private party for up to 20 people where he comes and cooks pizzas at your house.
So the Captain Dan Pizza Party is very cool. He has been a lot of the CCA and fishing events and does, like, I mean, killer on the spot. Pete's Corey,
he actually catered our club fishing event. We did our Christmas party fishing event 2 weekends ago on Mission Bay. He came out, brought out all of his pizza ovens. He's been a longtime member of our club.
That's awesome.
And his pizza's amazing.
It's
his
so killer.
And he comes out. Dan's one of the greatest guys around, too.
You can't find a nicer guy anywhere.
So just something as fun as your Monday night football party or a birthday or whatever.
Come on over, Dan.
You're
going
to do a party
for
20
pizzas.
People.
Yeah, up to 20
it.
People.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
So that's just a sampling of what's going to happen next Sunday with the Christmas Spectacular. And, of course, in order to win those prizes, you've got to come up with a good take. You've got to come up with a good contribution to the show. It has been in the past. It's been stories. It's been fish stories. It's been poems. It's been songs. It's been
hot tips. Hot takes. Good info. Everything.
All kinds of stuff. And it can be via phone or via text. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, the phone calls, generally speaking, are the ones that really shine, because that takes the most effort, is to really put some kind of a text. But we've had some great texts, too.
No doubt.
The key with the text is just can't be very long.
Yeah.
Because we have to read them, And Rick and I aren't real fast readers, so we just want it to be concise.
And I can assure you, Rick's probably not going to read your jingle on the text.
No, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that's, if you've got a jingle, like a high poem,
there's
or
a high
like
probability
that,
Rick's not going to be doing that.
The phone is going to be the
there
key.
It is, buddy.
You're going to be jamming those phones with Jeff Hamby standing by at the phones at the fan there. So that's next Sunday, and then next Saturday's no slouch too. Bodan, Matt, and Brandon from Two Fish Jig going to be a great show talking surface iron and lots of good fishing there.
Flip flop, right? Like they're going to be Saturday and Christmas.
They're
going
to be Saturday, okay. And then the Christmas Spectacular is Sunday because we want phones for 2 hours.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the whole idea there. So, yeah, the Christmas Spectacular next Sunday. Saturday is Bodan, Matt, and Brandon. And you have a great text.
I thought so. It said, hey, this is Eric, who's a judge from Spotty Bowl. My question is for Corey. Do you know when Bates is planning on coming out with a spinning reel? I have their conventional reel. Absolutely love it. Work great and amazing, but I fish mostly spinning.
All right, we'll answer the question first, then we'll explain a little about
Eric. Spotty Bowl, yeah.
About Spotty Bowl. They announced a reel at ICAST this past year. It is in production, according to Kevin, my contact there, Kevin Nakata, Sea Samurai. It is getting close. They're hoping to have it come out soon. All indications are it's just going to be a phenomenal piece of machinery that is going to work great. It's starting out, I believe, in the smaller sizes, 1,000, 2,000 size, 3,000 size. Something is just the bits that I'm hearing, but the pictures I've seen discussing with him about it, it's going to be an amazing spinning reel. So it's hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon.
I've been bugging him been bugging the Bates folks for a very long time, asking for it. Not just me, everybody else.
Yeah.
But it should be coming out. Now, Eric, he goes by the judge. He is the founder of the West Coast Anglers Fishing Club that I'm in. Kind of formed during COVID. He is also the founder of this spotty tournament that I fish significantly. It's called Spotty Bowl. A lot of people have probably heard of it. I know you guys have talked about it. Spotty Bowl is one of the largest spotted bay bass tournaments in Southern California. We have a Northern California, Los Angeles, Orange County section that we run, and we have the San Diego County section we run. We have roughly 150, 160 anglers. We're hoping to increase that. It's a league that runs from January through June. Actually, this year, the schedules just came out a couple weeks ago. The finals are going to be in September. Fastlane's a big sponsor of this. So
it's a cool event.
Awesome, yeah, no doubt. Well, as you can hear, we got a lot to talk about and a lot more. And we got him. The Surf Guru is standing by. When we come back, we'll be catching that surf report as well as more of your phone calls, more of your great texts. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
3 kayaks, 6 surfboards, 10 rods, and 1 truck bound for Baja. That's where my brother and I's most recent quest into the Baja Peninsula began, in search of waves, fish, and fun. We are able to transport all the kayaks, rods, and boards without straps due to the easy transportation of the Hobie iTrack inflatable kayaks. We brought a tandem and 2 singles, the I-9 and 11, and they were totally enough to get all 6 of the boys onto some of the best halibut and grouper fishing of their lives. Now, you might be thinking, 3 kayaks? I thought a tandem and 2 singles would only be able to fit 4 people. Well, a simple lawn chair on the back of the kayak was enough to turn the 2 single kayaks into tandems. Catching upwards of 100 fish a day in the mangroves, ranging from 15-pound grouper to tons of legal halibut, we had our fill and headed back to the States. Check out the full video of this trip on our YouTube channel, Fastlane SC, or come by our shop in Mission Bay and check out a Hobie inflatable kayak. See you soon!
Here's exciting news from Baker Marine and Fujinon. For a limited time, get $175 of instant savings on the Fujinon TSX 1440 stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Talk about the perfect gift for anyone that spends time on the water, or the perfect time to finally get your pair. Now is the best time to upgrade your gear to a pair of Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 is the best value in stabilized binoculars, period. They deliver rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. And now, for a limited time, get an instant rebate of $175. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there when your binoculars need service. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and grab your instant savings now. This offer ends soon, so get your pair from Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.